Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see now the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right. Bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night. My love I bring to you.
All right. Welcome back. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. What is this show all about? It's about study. It's about burning the midnight oil. It's about a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Let all our souls and all is within us praise his holy name so we can get some glimpse of how we should act in relationships with the Most High, because it's about relationships. In relationships with one another, in relationship with strangers, because all our relationships are in tatters. In order to reclaim those relationships, you need the Most High to be your grand teacher, your grand master. You have to be like grasshopper and kung fu in some sense of the word. And you must master these studies, not study skip to the loo all over the place, helter-skelter, but intense, focused, enhanced, comprehensive studies. You can glean everything then some that you need from these studies. Kaji Ellen of New York City, Sister Huda of Detroit, Michigan, and Yom Suf Arif, and sometimes Ima Hador. We bring these shows to you not for a personality cut, because we want you to like us. You lacking us have nothing to do with it. We care less about you lacking us. But we really do care about you loving the Most High and following the Most High, because we're here today and going tomorrow, as Job said. So you shouldn't focus on personality cuts. And don't follow me. I make mistakes. And sometimes I don't do the right thing all the time. But I try to keep at it. I try to fall and get up and get off my behind and get it right. It's like you need to be doing. So that's why you need these studies to enhance you, to help develop you, to help fortify you, and to help you evolve into being the best person that not what Yom Suf would have you be, or Cartriel, or even Sister Yehuda, but being the best person that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub would have you be. But before we get started in these studies, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matter. A young brother, young rapper in Memphis, Young Dolph, got murdered today. In the area of Memphis, Airways and Ketchum. As a matter of fact, I stayed in that area in the 90s. It was hot then. But you have to look at the whole dynamics of the situation. And the Most High bless his soul. The Most High bless the souls of his family. But you have to look at the dynamics. We have been socially engineered and conditioned to hate what looks like us, to hate us and hate what looks remotely look like us. We've been trained to attack, denigrate, cuss, fight, shade, and anything else with each other. And go back without any bodyguards. And this young brother claimed to be the king of Memphis. Not so much a king now, but here's the problem. Job said, we are too fixated upon one another. We're fixated upon the toxicity and poison that we spew out on one another. And words matter. So be very careful of the words that come out of your mouth. Words matter. And you're having beef with one another, and they've given you a microphone to exacerbate that beef. Words matter. And sometimes those words come home as chicken come home to roost. What would I say to our young brothers and sisters? Stop the beefing. Stop the spewing of your toxic and poison and caustic words on one another. Stop spitting them out in your rap songs. Stop spitting them out in your interviews. Because if you don't, it's going to be a whole lot more Young Dolphs to come. I thought we learned something with Big N Tupac. But so it appears we hadn't learned anything. We've learned in these studies the definition of insanity, according to Alcoholics Anonymous, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And we continue to spew out caustic, toxic, and poison and negative words upon each other. The end result is inevitable. And let me caution you, brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters, stay away from each other as far as you possibly can be. If they are not connected with Yah, stay away from them. Because they're connected with some other dark shadow. And it's certainly in Yah. We're not supposed to do that to one another. But yet we have been socially engineered and conditioned to do such things. And as I said, write rap songs about them and make $1 million. They allot you that opportunity, not because they love you, but they want you to continue generating the hate, poison, and toxicity and caustic words toward one another, to continue killing one another, continue being fixated on one another instead of being united, supporting and loving one another, and putting forth constructive and positive words on one another, and blessing one another as we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. Because if you continue to curse one another, the end result is inevitable. And last but not least, I watched some more of the defense. I watched the defense of Travis, the one, the trigger man who shot Aubrey. You know, this guy, the way he put it, I thought he was gay for a minute. Because he said, he pulls up on Travis, you know, like Travis running. He pulls up on Aubrey, Ahmaud, you know, at a slow pace. And then he says to Ahmaud, hey, you, stop, pull over. I thought the guy was gay for a minute. Now, I know he would lie. Hey, you, pull over, you big, strong black animal, you. And you look so fierce in your face. Man, come on now. Let's keep it real. This man don't seem to know, or he does know, and he trying to be slick. He don't seem to know, or he playing like he don't know, that when young black men, or so-called black men, or even old, or women, meet a posse of universal white race supremacy, it don't turn out too well for them. Ask Trayvon Martin. Ask Tamir Rice. Ask Philando Castello. My brother just had a knee on his neck for nine minutes or something. And so, Ahmaud's supposed to stop for you? You got a rebel flag on the front of your damn truck. Your dad is on the back looking like a slave master. Then you got the little rowdy boy in a black truck, and they tried to make everything seem like the onus was on Ahmaud. Ahmaud looked at us fiercely. He looked at us angry. I was frightened, but I still followed him. I was so scared, but I still got in the truck with that shotgun. And I thought, what am I doing? But I still shot him. Man, that excuse is lame as a wolf going into a hen house of hens and telling everybody when he killed all the hens. Oh, them hens. When I went in there, I just went in there to eat dinner. Yeah, them. That's how lame that excuse was. Trying to color Ahmaud Aubrey, the bad guy. And when they had no justification, none whatsoever, to be following that man around with a damn rebel flag on your pickup truck, and he's supposed to stop for you? Hell, even with me, I'd have gave you three trucks. Well, you better get your white ass on waiting over here now. Go on now. Go on about your business. Then again, I might not have said nothing either. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't, when the posse catch up with you. And certainly that's the case, what happened with our brother. The posse caught up with him. Okay, well, that being said, let me bring Sister Hootie on and Brother Cartier. Sister Hootie from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Turn your mic on, Sister Hootie.
Shalom.
Shalom. Your mic is hot.
I was making some tea.
you picked a fine time to make tea. Okay.
What you say, because you know you do use a lot of words. I'm saying, well, I got about 2 minutes.
Well, sometime I do, sometime I don't. So do you have any commentary, Sister Judith?
You know, I was talking to Cartrio earlier, and he had an interesting take about these trials.
Right.
And it's interesting. What's interesting is for me, didn't bring them on, that with the three Caucasian people, he seemed, well, I'm going to let him say it. Because I don't really, you know, I just want to listen to commentary, because what I hope happened, what I know through history, is two different things. So the cocktail, I'm going to hear his side of it.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Hootie. Cartrell, thank you. Cartrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari, Sister Yehudi. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, brother. May he bless your family also. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sister Yehudi, I appreciate that. Glad you wasn't cooking no eggs, though.
Making tea.
I'm going to leave that alone.
That's okay. I like a little laugh, too.
You can't burn tea, that's for sure.
she picked a safer choice.
Yes.
But actually, we was having this conversation, and I was talking to Sister Yehudi and my good sister Yakira, talking about this case a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a reference, a reminder of how we were growing up. We saw these kind of things back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
And scratching our heads how these people got off. But
right.
We ain't got to go that far back. Like you said, Trayvon Martin,
mm-hmm.
A vigilante. Trayvon minding his own business, buying a bag of Skittles, going back to watch the basketball game. He's confronted by a vigilante
right.
who made assumptions and just took the brother's life.
Exactly.
These guys trying to wiggle out of, what you call them, Three Stooges? Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Curly, Larry, and Lions Mo.
How can you plead self-defense? You want to bring up your police history. You want to bring up your Coast Guard history, how you were trained to deal with, you know, extreme force or violent force, all the degrees you had to go through.
Right.
You don't use none of that in this situation.
Right. Exactly.
You didn't follow any code in anything that you learned. What you
no.
showed was a, what you call them, a posse mentality.
Right. Escalation of violence.
Exactly. So the brother doesn't have a right to defend himself, and he's unarmed.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got two guns. Pop is in the back. Like you said, a posse. He had a pistol. Pop had a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
The brother looking at the Confederate flag, two trucks chasing him. And you said the white boy said what?
Hey, where are you going?
Did he say that?
No, nah, I'm exaggerating, but that's the way he tried to make it appear, like he was so soft-spoken. Hey, I thought it was gay. Where are you going?
I heard earlier in the trial that he said, stop or I'll blow your effing head off.
Exactly.
He probably added Negro to the word.
Yeah, nigga. He said nigga.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. How they roll. That's how they roll, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We know them. You get them 2-3 deep, they let all of it out. All they spew in hatred when they got you outnumbered.
Things change, the more they stay the same.
You better believe it.
So we got Baptist ministers, the whole posse of them, going up into the other tribe. A whole posse of pastors going up in the other tribe.
Exactly.
No, is it this?
You know,
Aubrey trial? The Aubrey trial, right?
Yeah, Ahmaud. Yeah.
A posse of pastors.
Right.
I wonder what they're going to say about that.
You've been saying it every day. That Gooch or Gatch, whatever his name was, the Gatch that stole Christmas, or Gooch or whatever his name is.
The Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch that stole Christmas, yeah. He said it every day about it.
Right, but you know what, brothers, if both of these people get off, the three guys, the father, son, and the friend, and this other guy.
I thought you were going to say the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I did too. I said, where the hell she going?
Yeah, I got jokes. Yeah, I got jokes. Oh, my gosh. I'm done. Seriously. This is ridiculous.
When you said I stood up because I was laid back, resting my back. When you said the Father, Son, and where's she going?
But you're saying if they get off what? If they get off what? No, not ain't no if. When they get off what? When they get off what?
I'm done. I mean, I am so sick of this. This is just really outrageous to me. This is the dumbest crap I've ever heard. To me, it's just so ignorant to allow people. Well, I don't know who said it, that for Obama, I guess we paying for it. But they didn't want us in our neighborhood anyway. I don't know why we go in the neighborhood. And
exactly.
Oh, I just don't understand. I understand it.
But Abby, excuse me, I'm thinking about it. Hey, Abby, may the Most High bless you. So Shehudi, they are denying something, that we live in two plural systems.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a universe white race supremacy where they have
right.
All the benefits and the reason of doubt and whatsoever. And the other system where they can hunt us down, do whatever they want to do, lie on us, kill us one time and kill us on their mouth the second time in the courtroom. So I don't know, they feel like they this is so surreal that it's maddening. They are like, this is just normal. We just stop so-called black folk, and we just as nice to them as we want to. And as a matter of fact, like my son tried to say, hey, where you going?
Because you're right. This is just insanity. This is not coherent behavior.
Right.
And the courts are so corrupt. And
right.
I don't care. I've heard people say, well, it's the best we have. I said, well, you know, all the nations of the world that have been and is are corrupt because they're going by their own interpretation. Common sense would tell you these three men are guilty. Common sense would tell you that little guy I can't talk. What's wrong with me? I get some more teeth.
Are you talking about Babyface Nelson? Babyface Nelson in Minnesota.
That he's guilty. It's obvious that these people are guilty. There's no way you could just, but it's been going on. They just found a woman a couple of months ago hung. I forgot what state. An elderly lady.
A 72-year-old woman. How the hell a 72-year-old woman going to climb up a damn tree and tie her hand behind her back and hang herself? Come on, man. They can't hardly walk up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing at the tree like she a cat. Come on, man.
Thanks. I would love to boycott. And what I mean, all over across the world, United States especially, everybody of color, don't celebrate no Christmas. Give them all that money. Then people right. say, well, I'm my auntie and my uncle work. I said, well, what the heck? Because
right.
I get tired. We are tired of all this. We know what's right and wrong. We know that it's a sickness that nobody pays attention about the Caucasian race. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are sick. And that's it. I'm going to be just, I'm not trying to make enemies. I don't hate people. I don't hate. I hate what they do. And I don't like the system that put people of color and other groups down. It's going to be a reckoning. I may not live long enough to see it. Because the truth, it would be better if we cared about each other. I'm tired of the hate. I hate hate. Come on.
Well, I'm going to say one more thing. We'll get into our studies. If you don't understand the system of universal white race, it's pretty hard words. You're mm-hmm. totally confused about everything. And then most white people can become part of that system if they choose to. And very few people choose not to because of the fact they ostracize, they call you nigger lovers and so on and so forth. So
still do in 2021. Yes, excuse me for interrupting right. you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's much more. Remember I told y'all this story that time about the people who told me they had went downtown, I believe it was in Memphis, and this is where to do, brother and sister and his friends. They were where to do. And they were going downtown, and they got on the elevator. It was a homeless woman. She was Caucasian. And she looking all scrawny, and they spoke to her, you know, we do that. And they commenced to have a conversation between couples. And they were going to a thing. And, you know, they didn't have no reason to include her into the conversation. They spoke to her, and they could continue mm-hmm. on in their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And as the elevator, I think they were coming out of this place. And I don't know what she was doing in the place. Maybe sleeping in the elevator, they don't tell it. But she was as they got to the bottom floor, her with a perverse way of thinking, you know what she told that couple, those two couples?
What?
Least I'm white. I'm better than y'all. That's what universal white race supremacy will make you sick in the head. If folks wouldn't even think about that.
That's really deranged. That,
right.
that is,
right.
that is insanity to the first level because
right.
you're not pure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what's so interesting, your own people, when I say your own people, there are educated people who have studied the cultures because race, there's no such thing as race, first of all, but we use it. Like, there's no such thing as white or black or brown in terms of your nationality. We're Israel.
That's
then you got
construct.
People who are African, who are
race
Indian.
False construct.
Right. It's a false
race.
Concept.
It was created by the universal white race supremacy.
And by the Europeans, yes.
Right.
Yeah. And the ones that come under the umbrella are the ones that are benefiting from this ideology, even if they say, I don't know nothing about it, I don't, but you're still accountable because what you know do hurt you. You
right.
are accountable. And some will get an attitude and feel we should get over it. Get over what?
There's
no
don't get over that. Oh, yeah, Hootie.
No, we should get over it.
Let me tell you something. True story. Someone was taking care of an elderly woman in one of these homes, these nursing homes. The woman had dementia. She didn't even know what colors was. She didn't know a spoon from a fork. She didn't know her rooter from her tutor. But I hear what she did know, nigga. She didn't forget that. She didn't forget that poison and hatred in her.
Mm-hmm.
She knew what she considered a nigger was. She didn't know what a spoon was, a fork was. She didn't know the colors. She didn't know the time of day. She didn't know her from a root or from a tooth. What she knew, what she perceived to be a nigger was.
Right.
Well, let me jump back in here before
mm-hmm.
I just kind of rudely interrupted with my commentary.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. Go ahead, dear.
That's right. That's right. It was Cartier commentary.
Thank
We're
you.
Sorry.
Thank you. I'm glad you remembered me. I'm still here. But the two little old ladies you're talking about with the racism they was carrying, doesn't even match the court system that we're watching before our eyes, right? So they make laws that they debate about that's fit for them. They figure out how to wiggle and weasel their way out of their guilt. If you put us in the same situation they're in, oh, they'll throw the book at you and slam the door and throw away the key.
Right,
when you know the date. And I want to speak on the brothers that are shooting other so-called, quote-unquote, rappers.
Right.
You know there was a shootout in Times Square today between some rappers from Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
Affiliate with gangs. Shooting out in Times Square.
Crazy,
center
man.
Of the heart of the Big Apple.
Crazy.
Maybe crazy?
Crazy.
But, Tupac, Jam Master Jay, they're not watching or understanding the consequences of their words. And more so now than even in Biggie or Tupac's time, because Biggie and Tupac wasn't spitting as much violence or profanity or just sheer garbage out of their mouth.
Right.
As what's being, you know, let out of the radio today.
Right.
Chris
right.
Brown got a song out now that is mellow. The melody is nice. The way he's singing it is nice. But if you examine the lyrics, you would not want your children to be listening to what he's saying.
Wow.
They catch you with the beat, with the mellow sound, and what he's saying is, wow. You have to censor it on the radio.
Yeah. Sick, man. It's sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Just like they...
And they
put
get
up.
Paid $1 million because they know the people that's paying them $1 million, they know they're getting that money right back. That $1 million ain't coming into our communities to help our people. Yeah, we're giving $5 million, $20 million. And we know that money's coming right back because you're going to spend it on your Bentley, your Maybach. You're going to buy a mansion. You're going to buy these clothes from Gucci and all these, you know, homosexual fashion designers. We get that money back.
What do you think, country? Homosexual fashion designers.
Right.
Yeah. I have to be careful with that.
To call themselves. Because I'm from the ghetto. I'll tell you straight out my mouth what I need to call them. But most of them destroyed the side of my single mother rights. And that influence is bringing a type of violence.
Exactly. Because we're too fixated on each other and one another, what Job said we shouldn't be. So let's continue on in our, so let's get some more insight what we should be fixated on. Mm-hmm. Praise the Most High, fellow students. Please go with us to chapter 15 of Job. Now, Elisaphat the Temanite is going to do a double down on Job. I guess he's sick of listening and sick of what he considered Job to be a windbag. And
a real friend.
Yeah, you got a friend like that, you don't need enemies. He said, does a wise man answer with windy opinions? I mean, you got a whole lot of windy opinions. And fill his belly with the east wind. You blowing up to spit these words out. You sucking in his air to spit these words out. Should he argue with useless talk? Your talk is useless, Job. With words that are of no worth, your words are of no worth, Job. You subvert piety and restrain, he got some nerves. He said, you restrain prayer to Yah. You don't know what Job did and prayed and whatnot. But you said by virtue of you spitting out these words, you restrain prayer to Yah. Your symphonies dictate your speech. The wrong you've done, Job, dictate your speech. So you choose crafty language. You try to hide what you done by crafty language, Job. Your own word condemns you, not I. Your lip testify against you. And he goes on to say, and Job ain't said none of this. See, people have a tendency of putting words in your mouth when they're wrong. Have you noticed that? And he said, were you the first man born? Job ain't said nothing about that. Were you created before the hills? Job ain't said that. Job ain't suggested, inferred, and implied that he was wisdom. Have you listened in on the counsel of Yah? Have you sold? Are you the only one that sold possession of wisdom, Job? What do you know that we do not know? Or understand that we do not? And he goes on and said, we elders. And how do you know he says we're elders? Among us are gray-headed men. We're elders, just like you are, Job. Older by far than your father. Some of us are older than your daddy. And Yah's consolation, are Yah's consolation not enough for you? His gentle words to you? How your heart has carried you away, Job. How your eyes have failed you, Job. How could you vent your anger on Yah and let such word out of your mouth? Wasn't a man that he can be cleared of guilt. You must be wrong, Job. One born of a woman, that he be in the right? He put no trust in holy ones. The heavens are not guiltless in his sight. Talk about Job. What then of one loathsome and foul like you, Job? Cold, hey, cold. Hey, that's so cold. That's cold blood the way he talked to Job. What then of one loathsome? He's suggesting, inferring, and implying, Job, you're loathsome and foul. Man who drinks wrongdoings like water. You done drunk wrongdoings like water, Job. It's part of innate nature, you. That's why you're saying what you're saying. Our whole, and he said, you done told us to go home, get on waiting here, stop talking. He said, I'm going to let it all out on you. I'm going to put two double barrels on you. I will hold forth. He's so self-righteous, ain't he? He said, listen to me. What I have seen.
What verse you in?
I'm in 17.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What I've seen, I would declare. That which wise men has transmitted from their fathers. You learn from your father to be wise. And I've learned from my father. And have not where elders shouldn't withhold their wisdom. That's true. To whom alone the land was giving. No stranger passing among them. The wicked man rests in torment all his days, just like you are, Job. 2 years are reserved for the ruthless. Frightening sounds steal his ears. When he is at ease, a robber falls upon him. Trouble will keep coming at him. He is never sure he will come back from the dark. Joe, once you go to the dog, when you're in, you're in. And when you're out, and you in the dog, Joe.
That's how they're perceiving him.
Yeah, that man, they putting dirt on that man real bad. They throwing shade on him. And he says,
but what they're saying is not true. Because a wicked
true.
Man has the opportunity to find favor with Yah if he corrects
well,
his
Well, we know that. Yeah, but
yeah.
This is their
That's not what they're telling him. Once you did
right.
it, Joe,
to isolate him forever in a day.
But also,
even not being true, right?
They know that Job has not been in pain all his life. This just
exactly.
came upon him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They lying.
It just came upon him.
A sword stares him in the face. He wondered about for bread. Where is it? And they're making reference to you ain't got no livelihood. You ain't got nothing going on for you. He wondered about for bread. Where is it? That's how unrighteous people do. He knows that the day of darkness has been ready for him. Trouble terrifies him, terrifying him. Anxiety overpowers him. That is the way of a wicked man, like a king expecting a siege. For he has raised his arm against Yah and played the hero against the Almighty. He runs at him defiantly, just like some of us do, with his thickly bossed shield, thinking that's going to protect it.
So hold on. In the last chapter, we've left off where Job turns his conversation and begins to pray to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend is jumping in, like, tearing his prayer up. Who are you to tear a man's prayer up?
Right. Exactly.
because that's what he's doing.
Make him dirty with his thickly bossed shield. That's what you got to think. You got a shield against y'all. His face is covered with fat. You're young. His loins with blubber. He dwells in cities doomed to ruin. In houses that shall not be lived in. They are destined to become heaps of rubble. He will not be rich. Just like you ain't rich no more, Job. His wealth will not endure. Just like yours did, Job. His produce shall not bend to the earth. Just like yours ain't, Job. He will never get away from the darkness. Just like you ain't, Job. Flames will sear his shoots. Just like yours have been seared. He will pass away by the breath of his mouth. He will not be trusted. Now, like you ought not be trusted, Job, because you're crooked than a dog's hind leg. You done something wrong. You're wrong. You've been doing. You've been drinking it morning, noon, and night. And you're not to be trusted. man, if that dude ain't talking bad to Job, man. Oh, look here. Then he goes on to say, you, Job, will be misled by falsehood. You're lying to yourself. Falsehood will be his recompense. You're lying to yourself, Job. He will wither before his time just like you are, Job. Them boils all over you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. His bowels never having flourished, which is not the case. Job, bowels did flourish, but you're making up stuff. You're making up stuff on Job. He will drop his unripe grape like a vine. He will shed his blossom like an olive tree. For the company of the impious is desolate. And you are impious, Job. Fire consumes the tents of the briber. And you must have been bribing people. For they have conceived mischief. For giving birth to evil, just like you, Job. And their womb has produced deceit. You are a deceitful man, Job. You deceitful. You all under the above. And I added some stuff on there that wasn't true, but I just threw that in there too. You deceitful. You done something wrong. You've been doing it wrong all the time. You won't own up to it. You've been praying. You want to raise your hand and y'all. Job ain't did none of that stuff. But that's what people put words in your mouth. He's virtually putting words in your old mouth. And then not only have they put words like they do us, like to do Ahmaud Arbery, Trayvon Martin, and then they'll tear you down with the words they'd have put in your mouth, just like he's doing. People would tear you down with the words they put in your mouth, just like Elisipha. Y'all be ashamed of yourself talking to Job that bad. I mean, I feel bad, and I ain't even Job, the way he was talking to Job. All right, Katria and Sushi Hootie, y'all have a right.
Go ahead, Contrail.
Joe's friend sounds like the Three Stooges.
You better believe it.
They're making assumptions and accusations. They came to bury Joe. Such encouraging words from friends, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's why, you know, you should never really speak negativity. No uplifting. Positive, inspirational words, nothing, you know, to help him get up out of state. And you talk about like a week. They've been there a week, maybe a little bit more, right? And they like piling on him like he's been doing this for years.
And he ain't never had nothing going on for him, Cottrell. Hey, I like Job ain't never had nothing going on for him.
All this time you was deceiving us. All this time you was lying. All this time you was bribing. No! And y'all know better. And he talking about you roll with a company of hypocrites. Yeah, y'all hypocrites. You said it out your own mouth, my man. I roll with y'all, and y'all a bunch of hypocrites, Elsafar, Eliphaz. You the hypocrite that I roll with, because you're not giving me one word of encouragement. No, I love that prayer you just said, Joe. May y'all answer your prayer. May he hear you. May he answer your plea, your cry.
He said none of that,
Contrail. You did something, my brother. Something. You're hiding. You're lying. You're deceiving. You're going to die like a rat, like the rat you are. Where'd that come from? Damn. This is my friend, huh? You don't need enemies. They came to bury Job.
Wow. Because they lack understanding.
Envy and jealousy by their speech. They didn't like the fact that he was the richest man, that he was an upright, decent, blameless man. Now they're trying to pile on. Oh, now we got you now.
You dirty,
but I'm not going to get away.
Yeah, you dirty crook.
He does start talking.
We got you now, Job, you dirty crook.
But Job replies. And when he does, he tells it like it is. And see, that's interesting because all this dialogue back and forth with him being stricken the way he is, he's able to put up with these three people. But
and he's dropping jewels.
Huh? Yes.
He's dropping jewels all along the way.
Right.
And y'all, he ain't letting them lie on him either. He's not letting them put words in his mouth. And he's not, and he's pushing back on that. You got to respect a man or a woman that does that.
Get up. Stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
For your rights. <He's so silly. laughs>
I'm going to find that
stand
song
up.
Right there, Cartrell, in closing.
Don't
you just gave
up,
me my closing song.
Stand up for your rights.
Yeah, you just gave my closing song, Cartrell.
Don't give up the fight.
The fight. That's right.
Yeah, Cartrell, you gave me my closing song. I done pulled it up, too.
Uh-oh.
You know you, Houdini.
No, Cartrell. Cartrell gave me an idea when he said that.
Good.
But it's the truth. And somehow, some way, be a lot of truth in them songs, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
But Job is the man, son. He ain't backing down.
No.
When you innocent, gotta
look.
When you ain't got nothing, don't cave in. Never, ever. No matter what the forces, greater and mightier than you, you going through pain, don't give up. Fight that.
And don't let people put words in your mouth, and don't let people lie on you. Push back.
Even if they're your very closest friend.
And sometimes they are.
Most times they are.
Yeah. And family. Don't forget them.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget about Miss Job.
Yeah, Miss Job. Curse y'all and that with your boy head. That ball.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we leave off in 119 song? 80 what? I'm asking.
No, we didn't leave off. No. Hold on. We left off in this. And Teth, T-E-T-H, 65th and 119, verse 65. I believe.
Verse
65? Yeah. Patria, am I? Sister Yehuda. No. Abiyah. May the Most High bless you. I know you're all ears. Give me an update of what verse we left off in Psalms 119, please. May the Most High bless you. We're going to get an update. That's our gatekeeper.
All right. Abiyah.
Abiyah stays on point. She don't burn her eggs.
You ought to be glad I love y'all because I don't care. I'm glad I got a laugh. You know, sometimes you need to laugh and giggle. I did. I was surprised. It's like, how in the heck I do that? But I was able to salvage all three of them, put some parts off. To the bird, as they say, huh? What do you think?
I'm not getting into that. Abiyah, we have an update. Thank you, Sister Abiyah. May the Most High bless you and your family. Look, Gregory, 81, Psalms 81. May the Most High bless you.
I knew it was 81.
Thank you, Abiyah. Thank you so much.
And that verse and that particular section is called Kaf.
Kaf.
That's
okay.
What my name starts with. Kaf.
Oh.
We give thanks and praise to Yah for the 119th song and the composer of it and all the precious jewels that he left behind in it. And yes, we're in Kaf, which goes from 80 to 80, 81 to 88.
Right.
My name begins with Kaf.
Mm-hmm. So this, so this would help you, right? This would help you, Katrina, this song.
It says, I long for your deliverance. I have looked to your word.
Mm.
I see my hope in it, because that's where deliverance is coming from, in Yah's word.
Mm.
My
right.
eye grows weary with respect to what you have promised, and Yah has made many promises. Do you know how many promises Yah has made to the nation of Israel? You can count them. Just go back and read.
Mm.
I keep asking, when will you comfort me? Because everybody wonders when Yah is going to come in our times of trouble, and he doesn't come right away. So we keep asking, when are you going to come? Are we there yet? Though I have become like a water skin dried by smoke, and I have not forgotten your statutes. Just like Job, his skin was all messed up with boils, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, what's it called, psoriasis, emphysema. How many days must your servant endure this? Yeah, this white, universal, racist supremacy. How many days must we endure this? Until we get it right. How many days must we, your servants, endure this? 2021. When will you judge? When will you judge? Excuse me. Those who persecute us, says me. But when will you judge those who persecute us? The arrogant have dug pitfalls for us, disobeying your instructions, not our instructions.
Mm-hmm.
All of the commands are reliable. We know that. I am persecuted without cause. Help us. On a
sound like Job. Sound like Job doing the country. I'm persecuted without cause. Sound like
help
Job.
Help us, my God. Help us. Yes.
And the persecutors are always there at the beckoning, aren't they?
Exactly. Mm.
The judge straightened them out, though, in the other case, though. That's
mm-hmm.
the first time I've seen that. Y'all persecuted, better straighten up and fly right. You ain't my call.
Yep.
Well, Katrell, I think what it is says to us, or should say to us, or whenever you are feeling like that, it's a built-in situation. It's just built in. And so no one's going to escape persecution. It's just built into the dynamics of the situation. Whenever you like that, it's just when you're doing right or when you're doing like Job is doing, mm-hmm. it's just a built-in component of the situation.
And when you're in that situation, the escape clause is, call out to Yah and say what? Help me.
Help me.
I am persecuted without cause.
Right. Hallelujah.
That's all you got to say. And Yah knows your situation. You're being persecuted without cause. Why do these people hate us? Why they got Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and skinheads? We haven't done half of what they've done to us.
Mm-hmm.
You got hate groups towards us.
Really?
Okay. So the arrogant nearly destroyed the earth, destroyed me on earth. I did not abandon your precepts. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Job's friends are pretty arrogant, aren't they? They
mm-hmm.
swear they know what's going on, don't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like when we try to tell people we Israelites. They're arrogant. They want to destroy you. No, we're not going to abandon Yah's precept because we declaring the truth that we Israel, just because you
mm-hmm.
arrogant and you want to destroy us off the earth, you calling mm-hmm. us things outside our name. We ain't terrorized nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, Israelite terrorists. Yeah, okay. You better look at Ishmael before you look at us. You better look at your own boys before you look at us.
Right.
Ishmael part
they
of
got
their group. Ishmael is part of their group, okay?
Yeah.
And
Ishmael
we
don't play with y'all.
Behind.
Ishmael don't play with y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and Edom is part of them. Edom is part of. Edom has become part of their equation, and so they're very influential to them, and directing their attention toward us, which is toxicity and poison, sometimes killing.
Okay.
Infiltrate our organizations, our nation. Trying to cause disruption. You infiltrated the Black Panthers in the Nation of Islam, and you caused dissension and chaos and confusion, and you shed blood to disrupt anything that would try any group or organization or movement that would try to help uplift our people. You killed Dr. Martin Luther King, a man of peace, who said himself, oh, woe on me, because I think I've led my people into a burning house. Acquitted, or what did they do? Acquitted, or expunged the charges against the two people that were charged with killing Brother Malcolm X. Y'all know that, right?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was in today's news. They've been exonerated. The two that were charged that served time, they've been exonerated for the murder of Malcolm X. What's next?
Well, we knew that. We knew the fix was in, just like we know in the case of Babyface Manson and the Three Stooges. We know that. But here's the beauty of it. I've been crying after y'all. See, they set in traps that they can fall in them traps. They so smart, they got slick themselves. I've been praying. I don't know whether y'all going to hear my cry for justice in the case of Babyface Nelson, not for him, but for those people he murdered, in the case of our brother, Ahmaud Arbery. I've been praying that the Most High may not, he may want to do it his way, but I've definitely been praying the Most High, you shake them up. Shake them up.
And the arrogance still rule the earth. They're mandating that you take this toxic vaccine, trying to destroy you on earth. But if you don't abandon Yah's precepts, you call out for help, he will help you. Revive me according to your gracious love. And yes, they try to say Yah is the angry God of the Old Testament. No, Yah has gracious love. His mercies endure forever. Because he could have destroyed his works and mankind a long time ago, like he did with the flood. He could have burnt it up a long time ago.
But Cartrell, truth be told, Yah got a right to be angry.
Absolutely.
Okay? And if he want to be angry, that's his prerogative. So like Bobby Brown said, it's my prerogative. Okay? So if y'all want to be angry, and don't nobody ever write and say, hey, what you angry for? Why you all feeling some sort of way? Y'all have a right to be, considering what he's done for mankind, considering the mercy and loving kindness he showed to mankind, considering the compassion he showed to mankind, and what has mankind shown him? Disrespect. Hatred. And all kind of others that they've shown. He has a right to be angry, truth be told.
And in the story of Job, you could get a glimpse of it, because the Most High had full confidence in Job's free will that he would choose the right thing.
Exactly.
Most High is not going to force you to choose the right thing.
No.
But the Most High has supreme confidence that he, in his creation of Job, he knew. This creation that I made here, this man here, no matter what happens to him, I know, because I created him. He is going to choose to do the right thing.
Well, Cartrell, here's the deal. They got Yah like he in the gay movement. They got Yah like sounding like Travis got to kill Brother Albrecht. Hey, y'all stop doing that. Please, just stop doing that. That's not right. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
That ain't y'all, okay? And y'all stop trying to make God y'all like he gay. He a dirty old fool gay man that just lacks and loves everything. Anything you do bring to the table, it's all right with him. Oh, y'all bring the LGBTQYXYZ trying to get at you and me at the table? That's all right. Y'all raping little children, little boys? That's all right. Y'all robbing and killing each other? That's so lovely. Come on, man, stop.
I don't know why you brought that up, but Job, he has free will.
Yeah.
Like all of us do. The Most High doesn't control us like robots. He doesn't control our actions. He gives us the free will to choose, to make a choice. Yeah. And it's his hope and his prayer and his love that we choose the right thing. Fortunately for Job, he chose the right thing. Most of us choose the wrong thing. So we wonder why we get in trouble with him. Oh, he's mean. He don't let me do what I want to do. No, you can't just do what you want to do. You have to go according to his codifications. It's like me. If I had a mansion and I gave someone the keys and gave him instructions in regard to how to maintain and take care of the mansion, and you didn't follow those instructions, my mansion is towed up from the floor up. I have every reason to be seriously angry with you, don't I?
Yeah.
Guess what? Guess what, Cartrell? It was my mansion. You finna get towed up, put the floor up.
Yeah, that shows the mercy of Yah, because he's given us the chance to straighten everything up.
Right.
Because the first thing you're going to do, you're going to kick him out or kill him. Yah, no, he comes see the mess. No, I'm going to give you a chance to clean it up. And if you don't clean it up, then I'm going to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And you loaf around and not clean up while Yah's waiting for you to clean up. And he's watching his watch, and he's giving you a time to clean it up.
Yes.
Feel me? We could relate to it that way, right?
Hallelujah.
So the arrogant nearly destroyed us on earth. That's what they want to do. But we have to do, we cannot abandon Yah's precepts. You got to know what the precepts are and don't abandon them. Religion will tell you to abandon them. Oh, you don't have to cling to the Old Testament anymore. They want you to abandon Yah's precepts, don't they? The arrogant do. They want you to abandon Yah's precepts. Why? So they can destroy you. Revive me according to your gracious love, because Yah loves us, and he wants us to choose what? What's right. So we have to commit. This is the oath we make. And I will keep the decrees that you have proclaimed, not the decrees of man, the doctrines of man, the interpretation of man, but your doctrines, your precepts, precepts upon precept, right? So we're going to do Lamed. One more section. Your word is forever. Whose word is forever?
Yeah.
Yah's word is forever. Who said the Old Testament was done away with? And why do they say that? It is firmly established in heaven. If it's firmly established in heaven, where do you think it's going?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's done away with? You don't have to listen to what Yah says in the Old Testament anymore? You're a fool. Your faithfulness continues from generation to generation. Is the generations continuing?
Cartrell, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Did you say the Democratic work and the Republican Party and the Black Lives Matter movement and LGBTQ, XYZ trying to get at you move with you and me, is they word forever? Is that what you just said?
Don't put words in my mouth, Bob. No, I'm
okay. My bad. I'm confused. I'm just making sure that Yah's word is forever, right?
Your word, meaning Yah, his word is forever.
Hallelujah! Praise Yah. I just want clarification for the students so they can understand that what's really going on. That's Yah's word forever. Ain't nobody else's word forever.
And here we get a glimpse of the word heaven. What's in heaven? Yah's word is firmly established in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It don't say you're going to get there, especially without an invitation. I don't know why these fools send their rocket ships up there without an invitation.
Right.
But Yah's faithfulness continues from generation to generation. Ain't that true? Because we're still here. You established the earth, not no Big Bang, right? Big Bang would have you believe that some explosion happened. And set the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars in the order that it's in now. 365 days a year, four seasons a year. We're not too close to the sun, we will burn up. Or too far away, we will freeze. We're in a Goldilocks zone, so they say. A Big Bang did that? Okay. You established. Yeah.
What'd you say about Big Bang theory?
Big Bang.
Oh, well, I have my own thoughts on that. Y'all been students long enough.
Came from one cell. We evolved from monkeys, apes, and things of that nature.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Big Bang. Put the bang in the bang. Trust me. He established the earth, so it's in the Goldilocks zone. We're not too close to the sun, we will burn up. Or too far away, we will freeze. He gives us 365 days in the year and four seasons. Ain't it him? Right? He established it.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands firm. It ain't more. 65 years. Winter, spring, summer, fall. 365 days in a year. I know when my birthday's coming, right? Order. Mm-hmm. The sun ain't burned out yet. Anything burns on earth, I know it's going to burn out. I'm looking at the sun. It's still the same size as it was when I was a little kid.
Right.
And it's burning in the vacuum of space. Ain't that a miracle?
Cartier,
you
still
cannot
a little
burn
kid.
Anything in a vacuum.
You still a little kid. Cartier, you still when you
oh, yeah.
a little kid. You
oh, yeah.
5 years. You got like, man, they
live in wonder.
I'm still in wonder.
So many thoughts, so many questions that was never answered when I was a kid. And I still got them. Until the most I answers them, y'all can't tell me nothing. Big
me,
okay. Yes.
What do you think? Are you reading? And he always talk about the earth and the heavens. Someone has said to me, they didn't think the earth was perfection. Because we had a debate. I said, well, humans are perfect. The Most High made the earth in his perfection. And he felt that the earth is not perfect. And I said, what? You tell him that the maker? So
you know
what? Well, I mean, now.
The earth is not perfect. Because it was when he first created it. But what had happened? What had happened? See, because Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever. They were immortal beings.
Exactly.
And they didn't have to till the earth. The earth just yielded its strength to them. Whatever fruit, whatever tree they wanted, all they had to do was go and pluck it. They who? That's it.
God's real.
Disobey the Most
well,
High
in his,
command.
In his
the Most High
creation.
Said the earth shall be cursed to you.
Oh,
it
yeah.
shall
That's
not
right.
yield its strength. Mm-hmm. You have to earn your living by the sweat of your brow now, Adam.
And that's why women get pregnant, Eve.
Oh, don't talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Well, y'all don't know what it's like to have a baby. I ain't never feel that pain. Woman can stand more pain than a man because they ain't never had no baby.
That's funny.
Y'all don't know the pain that women got to suffer when we have babies.
But sister,
y'all can have that pain.
Sister Yehudi, we didn't design the punishment. Don't get mad at us. Man didn't design the punishment. The Most High did. So if sisters got a problem, we're getting pregnant and everything else to go along with it, take it up with y'all. Don't come to Yom Suf Arif. Don't come to Katria. You men got their own set of problems. The Most High to put punishment on us. And see, women don't know this. They think, no, Katria, let me finish this. Women think just because they get a job and they work in the workforce, they like men. No, it's a punishment for men to be working on these jobs, okay? It's a punishment. Women think, oh, I'm in the workforce now. I'm just like a man. No, you ain't like a man because you ain't feeling the pain we feel and the punishment we're under that pain. So we're not going to take nothing away from women. We ain't going to take nothing away from men. Just because the women get in the workforce, don't think you a man, okay? Don't think you going through what we going through or what we went through. It's a different scenario because we were under punishment. You jumped in there. And as far as the sister is concerned, no, I don't want to have no baby. I see what y'all going through. I respect y'all pain, but I ain't the one designed the punishment. I just take my punishment. I just move on.
So,
is
living on the earth supposed to be a pain?
No.
Not when y'all created it, but somebody messed up along the way, and now we have the situation that we're in now because nobody's listening to the Creator who gave us instructions on how to have dominion over the earth and subdue it. He had order, codification.
Exactly.
Nobody's supposed to be shedding blood. Thou shalt not murder.
No.
Cain, where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? What? I know you killed him. Let it fly from the ground.
And
be
y'all
honest.
Know he did.
What did you do? Arrogant. To the Most High. We arrogant to the Most High now, just like Cain.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bad man. We worse than him.
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's really bad.
Oh, that's true. He ain't telling no lie.
That's really bad. You know, I hope the sisters that are listening recognize that it's the Creator that sets down the rules. And we as people, You know, I would like it to be a day, let's put it like this, that we don't have all the anger and hate and that we have in our hearts, a lot of us do. That, like, you know, it's so unnecessary that we want to live in a world that is just, wholesome, and not being, you know, when you look around the world, when you hear, I'm not able to travel, Yemen, Madagascar, Sudan, you mentioned about the Europeans even trying to get away from Sierra.
Belarus and
Iraq.
Poland.
Belarus, yes. And what they're doing to them by spraying them with the water cannon.
Right.
Of course, they're retaliating by throwing rocks. And they don't want to. Yeah. And it's, they're in the cold.
Yeah.
And one thing, you know, and it's going to mount up with the deaths. And while we're speaking now, there are people that are coming from Africa, and they may go through South America. There's so many routes that they're
right.
coming and able to go through South America to South America, because, you know, there's Venezuela, the islands. And it's going to continue. It's a wave of people coming to this country for this reason. And it's, they're not going to be able to stop it. Because you know they're building the wall. That wall has not changed. It was nothing new under the sun when Trump was talking about that wall. They were doing that anyway. But
so, drifting off into politics, when we're trying to stick to the word of Yah. But
what I'm saying, with all this going on, we should be more compassionate to one another, the Most High, that we're alive. You know, I'm not homeless. I don't have to travel from one country to another. I don't have to see people dying, you know, the way that what's going. Otherwise, my heart goes to those people. That's what it is, connected to the Most High. When you see other people downtrodden, being misled, and you know about the sex traffic and all that, my heart hurts for people that are hurting. Yet I'm glad that the Most High chose that I can still have a mind, that I'm still breathing. I have compassion for my human beings. That's what I'm saying.
So what was your question to me originally? How this conversation got started?
I don't know.
Is the earth what? Perfect?
About the earth, you said the earth was perfect in the beginning, but because of the sin of Adam and Eve.
Not just them. It's our vibrations now. And from that time up until now, the vibration of mankind on the earth is wrong.
And I'm saying because of the earth, because the action of man.
Yes.
The earth has become polluted because the people are polluted and what I was just describing, the different things going on around the world. It's a big mess.
So, Shehudi, not only man, let's throw our beautiful sisters in the equation, too. We're joined at the hip together. It's because of us together that we're in the boat we find ourselves in, universally speaking. Israel dropped the ball. Israel was more focused on men, like Job said, instead of focusing on Yah. And Israel wanted to be like other nations. They didn't want to hear what Yah had to say. We supposed to be drawing all men to Yah. Adam and Eve in their garden supposed to be doing what Yah said. They focused on other things. They weren't focused on what Yah said. And that's what, thus we find ourselves in the boats we in. So we can take these lessons to heart. We can learn a lot from these lessons. And a lot of people try to put the onus on the women. A lot of people like to put the onus on the men. But the onus is on all of us, each one of us. We're tethered together at the hip. See, the men can't say, I'm something special. It's the women's fault. And the women can't say, I'm something special. It's the men's fault. What we can say together, it's all our fault. Let's direct our attention to what can help solve these problems, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Let's cry out to him. Don't go to the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. Don't go to their hospitals, their COVID centers. That's not going to solve our problems. We need each other. We need each other unified together, loving each other, picking each other up, supporting each other, and turning to the Most High together. In order, the women can't do it by themselves.
No, but I wasn't talking about, just men. Yeah, I guess I was speaking in the scripture.
Right.
When he say man meant the whole human, like he said, let my son go.
Right.
And we knew plural, he meant his children of Israel. So that's what I meant when I said men. I meant the whole human race. And that cool women
too.
So I wasn't just picking on men. I just let you go ahead and run with it. But that's not in my heart. I'm saying all of us, we are accountable. But you're right.
So I'm going to refer you to Isaiah 65:17 or Isaiah 66:22. Isaiah 17 says, for behold, I, meaning Yah, create new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah,
the former things will not be remembered or come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Renewing is renovation.
Mm-hmm.
If I took the old house and renew it, renovate it, you wouldn't even know there was an old house, would you?
Uh-uh.
But just Isaiah 66:22 says, but just as the new heaven and the new earth will endure before me, declares Yah, so will your descendants and your name endure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to be new, his original intent as far as the creation is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
What we have destroyed, God's going to revive and bring it back.
And I'd be glad, Katria. I'd be glad. I mean,
so
when we can have relationships with each other that we were supposed to have with each other, men and the women, the brothers and the sisters and the sisters, because right now we don't have a relationship that was meant to be. We have arrangements, toxic arrangements. And sometimes, in the case of, I said, young Dolph out of Memphis, Tennessee, that was killed. Sometimes these arrangements get you killed. I want y'all's arrangement. I want y'all's word to dictate and direct and order our steps. Because we've done a shoddy job together of making things far worse for us. Because even in this captivity, Katria and Sister Yehudit, things could have been a little bit easier on us. And we loved each other and we appreciated each other and we valued each other as y'all does. Things could have been a little bit better for us. I mean, it was going to be bad, but we could have made things better for each other instead of making things worse for each other.
I feel you on that point, because when they were in, speaking of our ancient fathers, when they were in captivity under the Persian captivity, they had a lot more unity than we do now, and they knew who they were. Our dilemma, the curse that y'all put upon us, is how are you going to love yourself if you don't know who you are?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who we are. So what they told us who we are, niggas, black, colored, African American, 3/5 of a human being, we take these things to heart because we don't know who we are. So it has a negative connotation when we think in those negative terms about ourselves and each other. You just a nigga. You just 3/5 of a human being. You just an African American. No, we Yah's treasure. If we saw each other as Yah's treasure, we would have that same type of bond that they had when they were under the Persian captivity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to finish this psalm out. I was going to go from to Mim and the Mim. But it goes on to say, the wicked lay in wait to destroy me. In the 95th verse, I ponder your decrees. That's what we're doing now. We're looking at Yah's word, Yah's decrees, Yah's precepts, Yah's ordinances, in order to strengthen ourselves in order to strengthen our relationship with Yah. I have observed that all things have their limits, and your commandment is very broad. The Most High commands are everlasting. What man does has their limits.
Mm-hmm.
I love your instructions, Yah, not man's instructions, not doctrines of men, but when Yah's instruction us purely from his word by way of his prophet, you have to love it. Every day, it is my meditation. How many days?
Every day.
Every day.
You're supposed to be doing what?
Meditating on the word of Yah.
On his instructions. Instructions is Torah. That's what the word Torah is, instruction. And it's not limited to the first 5 books of Moses. Because we see, we're reading a song that has instructions in it, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yah's instructions are all throughout the Old Testament. And how long does Yah's word last?
Forever.
And what does Yah's word and command do? Watch. Your commands make me wiser than my adversaries. Of course they do. Right?
It should.
Since they are what? Always with me. That's your strength. That's your shield. That's your refuge. That's your connection to the Most High. And wisdom says she brings you favor. When you get wisdom, you find favor with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Those that miss her, what she say? Oh, you just wronged your own soul. Because all they that hate wisdom love what? Death. I am more insightful than my teachers. As long as you pursue Yah's commands, Yah's instructions, along with wisdom, you will be more insightful than your teachers. And you know your teachers want you to be better than them.
Exactly.
They want you to excel. They want you to achieve your greatness. Because that's what a teacher is for, to bring the greatness out that's in you, right?
Oh,
so it's not a knock that you're more insightful than your teachers. I know I was when I was in college, and they didn't like that.
Because
I had to straighten them out. In particular, about that curse of Ham, I'm like, yo, excuse me, let's go to that particular chapter and verse and read what it said. They didn't like that. Oh, no. What does it say? It doesn't say that Ham was cursed. It says that Noah cursed Canaan. So how did y'all come up with this myth that God cursed Ham? I don't even curse him. He cursed the black. Where is that? Show me. It's not in there, is it? They used to hate you. So I have more insight than them. I have more common sense than the elders. Uh-oh. That's a knock on us, huh? There's people out there with more common sense than the elders.
Yep.
And ain't no fool like an old fool.
If he don't know Yah, she don't know Yah.
That's why we have to have the sense as elders to be humble to know that we don't know everything. Right?
Oh, that's right. I don't.
And the phrase common sense is uncommon these days because a lot of people, uncommon common sense. A lot of people don't have common sense these days.
They don't even know what that is.
Uncommon common sense.
They think that's a video game.
Yeah. I have more common sense than the elders. I observe your precepts. Yeah, you'll have more common sense than anybody when you observe Yah's precepts, when you study them, apply them. I keep away from every evil choice. Should I read that again?
Go ahead.
I keep away from what?
Evil choice.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of evil choices out there. Temptation, they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Temptation, they call it.
Christmas, New Year's, Halloween, Thanksgiving.
So, that I may keep your word. So what do you have to do to keep Yah's word? Keep away from evil choices.
Exactly.
I do not avoid your judgment, because if you do something wrong, God's judgment is going to come. You stole something, you know judgment is coming around. You lied, you know judgment is coming around. Don't avoid it. Admit it. Acknowledge it. Confess it. It may not hit you as bad. That's what King David did. Oh, I messed up. I did it, Yah. Please forgive me. He didn't run from it, did he? Don't avoid it. Don't avoid it. Face it. For you pointed them out. Yah knows them. You can't hide them. Yah will point them out. It's being recorded. The angels are recording every action, your every action. You can't see them, but they're recording your every action. The heavens and the earth are witness against you. That's what Yah said in the 50th Psalm. I call heaven and earth to witness against you. The Song of Moses, I call heaven and earth to do what? Witness against you. Everything you do, Yah can point out to you. Oh, we know about the adversary pointing out Job's flaws and fallacy, right? Because that's his job, isn't it? To point out your wrongs. So you're being watched. And not by Big Brother. He may be watching too, but there's bigger eyes than his watching you. How pleasing is what you have said to me, tasting better than honey. I attain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every false way. How many false ways?
Every.
Because if you understand Yah's precept, you can see through every false way. But you got to know Yah's precepts in order to see through every false way. You know what you're supposed to do? They call us the hate group. You're supposed to hate what? Every false way. So, yeah, we have hate. We hate evil.
Yep.
We hate pride.
Yep.
We hate arrogancy. We hate every false way. We hate violence. We hate the violators of Yah's word. Yeah, we hate all the wickedness that's going on.
I do. I do hate the LGBTQ, XYZ, and trying to get at you and me.
Okay.
I do hate the Black Lives Matter. I do hate the Democratic, Republican, Independent Party. I do hate COVID-19 and they doctors and whatnot. Yeah, I hate them with a passion. What's wrong with that?
Well, I didn't mean for you to go that far, but if they rooted in the evil and the wickedness that goes against the precepts that promotes a false way, yes, we do hate every false way.
I do hate men that beat their wives. I do hate wives that beat their husband. I do hate family that beat their children. I just hate a lot of things, too, truth be told.
What about the American justice system?
I hate that with a passion. Double down on it. Well, Sister Yehudi?
Yeah.
Now, Cartier broke that down like we 4 years old, and I loved it. But Sister Yehudi, do you have any closing remarks in any regards to any studies we just studied tonight?
No.
Oh, because you was breaking it down too, right along with me. I just couldn't help myself. Cartier had to say those are haste for y'all rudely interrupting me. Can I finish my studies?
Yes, that's right. He interrupted him. We sorry, brother.
No. Wait, just a minute. Mm-hmm. You rudely interrupted. I just lambacked off you.
You hear that, Cotriel? He going to put it all on me, woman. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
I just followed your lead on that. And I did. But I followed your lead.
Face your judgment. Mm-hmm. Face your judgment.
I'm facing it. I did. But I follow Sister Yehudi, but I'm cool with it. I'm a step.
I like Adam, that woman you gave me, yeah. That woman.
That woman.
She did it. No, Adam. You did it.
I did, Katria. I did, man. I'm afraid of my judgment. I did it. All right, Katria.
Yeah, I did it, yeah. What?
I did. I'm afraid of my judgment.
The serpent made me do it.
So Yehudi made
Adam,
me do
what's
it.
Up with you? The woman you gave me, y'all, she the one.
The students that's listening with us made me do it. Somebody made me do it. All right.
Oh my God. I'm putting
on everybody. Kadri, our dear brother and friend, what is your closing remark?
The precepts of Yah gives you a crystal clear vision. When you study Yah's word, cover to cover, chapter by chapter, book by book, you get crystal clear vision in order to do what? See through every false way. You know exactly what Yah is saying, and that's the mission of our study, to uncover and to reveal to our minds, to our bodies, and our souls, the precepts of Yah so they can become a part of us. We can live it like these ancient men and women did in ancient time. It's called reconnecting with our roots. We ain't doing ancestry.com. We're reading the ancestry.
No, we're not.
All right. Well, Cartier, Sister Yehudi, fellow students, it's always a pleasure with us when we come on to share you, Yah's word. And as Cartrell alluded to, Yah's word, it was leads us. It's not Cartrell, Yom Suf, Sus Yehudi. It's Yah's word. And it should be Yah's word. Because those words are precious. Those words are life. Those words infuse life. And then it explains things to you that if you're young, oh, I got wisdom like elders. I'm young, but yet. If you rely on Yah's word and the codification, you have the wisdom of elders in you. Also, we've learned that don't never let people put words in your mouth.
It's true.
And also, we learned that push back on people putting words in your mouth. And the final analysis, we don't know very much, but that's why we do these studies, because we want to know. We want to be wise. We want to be understanding. We want to be kind. We want to be loving. We want to be supportive. We want to be encouraging. We want to be like Yah in so many words. In the final analysis, we don't want to be focusing on men. Don't focus on Yom Suf Arif. Yom Suf Arif leads you across the street, you get run over by a taxi cab. Just like Yom Suf got run over when he was a little boy by a tax cab, doing something he ain't had no business doing.
And you y'all did? Get, oh my
yep,
gosh.
By a tax cab. Meddling with a little girl.
I should have known.
Well, you should have known. She ran across the street, and I ran after. I wasn't focusing left or right. I was focused on that little girl. And that tax cab had me like Elvis Presley. If I fall, and I can't get up. I'm all shook up.
Oh my God.
And broke my leg to speak of.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I broke my leg. So that being said, don't follow Yom Suf Arif. I'm just operator on this Real Talk for Real People show. I try to keep things regulated, keep things going. I'm just an elder on the show, just like Cartrell or Sus Yehudi. We are all equal on this show. We all love and respect one another. It should be. And the lesson we're teaching is this, along with the other lessons, that you can get along. You can get along with your kind to recognize the Most High as their kind and humble to the Most High. Now, we don't know where you're going. We know that for certain. We know that. But we know you're going to get ready to get out of here. We appreciate you coming along with us, Saturdays. We love you. That's why we're here every day, Monday through Friday. But we like to offer parting just when we leave here. A new spirit and a new heart. You're needed. Believe you me, you will need it. You will need that new spirit. Ask the Most High for it. It will be humble, contrite. It will be steadfast in the Most High. That heart that we speak of will be somewhat similar in nature to the king of our nation, the most important king of our nation, King David. He loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. In addition to that, he loved his brothers and sisters, his people, as he loved himself, which is virtually impossible to love your people if you don't learn to love yourself. You will hate anything that remotely looks like you. That's why the Most High said, love your brothers and sisters is mandated. As you have to love yourself. You cannot love them if you don't love yourself. And thirst after righteousness. Meaning, you'll keep coming back. Not for Cartrell. Not for Sus Yehudi. Not for Yom Suf. You'll come back for the word of Yah. May the Most High bless you. Cartrell, Sus Yehudi, would you like to say shalom and goodbye to the people? Because Cartrell, I got your clothes and song on standby.
Good night.
Well, Cartrell has dedicated a song to us tonight, closing. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. We love you.
Dedicated to
Joe. And I'm a lamb back off of that. Whatever you're going through is dedicated to you too. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom. And good night. Thank you.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
God is a living man. You can't